Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty. On our show this week, music by musicians honored by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A question about Disney World. And a report about a popular television show that builds houses for people in need. Reality television programs are very popular in the United States. Many of these shows involve fierce competition among people who want to win a prize. The competitors often will do anything to win. However, one reality show does good things for people. Sarah Long has this report on Extreme Makeover, Home Edition.
The popular television show is in its second season on the ABC network. It was developed from another successful ABC reality show, Extreme Makeover. That show provides medical operations, weight loss programs, and other beauty help to people who want to look better. Extreme Makeover Home Edition also helps people by improving their homes. The show finds a needy family and sends them away on a holiday. While they are away, the Home Edition team tears down and rebuilds the family's house. These building projects would normally take months to complete, but the show requires the work to be done in just 1 week. Ty Pennington leads the show's 10-member team. They include experts in planning, design, and building. Pennington is a carpenter. He first gained fame building furniture on the popular home design television show, Trading Spaces. Home Edition chooses families who are needy for different reasons. On one program, the team made a house bigger for a husband and wife who were expecting 3 babies. On another episode, the designers rebuilt a house for 8 children, whose parents had died. On an upcoming show, the team redesigns a house for a man who was blinded by a gunshot. The final show of last season provided a single mother with a new home. Brooke Imbriani had a busy life in California, working to support her children and her disabled mother. She also saved the life of a very sick baby by providing her own bone marrow for an operation. The little girl is now 4. Her parents nominated Brooke Imbriani for Home Edition to say thank you. The American television industry honored the show last year. Extreme Makeover Home Edition won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Reality Program. Now the show is one of the 10 most popular shows on American television.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Nguyen Thanh Duc asks about Walt Disney World. Disney World is the work of American movie producer Walt Disney. He first produced animated movies known as cartoons. A cartoon is a series of drawings on film. In a finished movie, cartoon people and animals appear to move. They speak with voices recorded by actors. Walt Disney's cartoons were a huge success. He created imaginary creatures that are still popular today. They include Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Dumbo, and Bambi. Later, he produced live-action films and television shows. In 1955, Walt Disney opened the Disneyland Entertainment Park near Los Angeles, California. It recreated places from Disney movies. It also showed places as Walt Disney imagined them, like a town in the old American West, and a world of the future. Disneyland was so successful that Walt Disney planned a second park, Walt Disney World. It opened near Orlando, Florida, in 1971, 5 years after Walt Disney died. It is larger than Disneyland and has more activities. It includes an amusement park, hotels, campgrounds, golf courses, and shopping villages. Later, Disney World added more theme parks, such as the Animal Kingdom and Epcot, the experimental community of tomorrow. Epcot Center opened in 1982. It includes places that represent the cultures of 11 countries around the world. For example, the area called Britain includes a drinking place, a park, and shops that sell British products. At night, people gather around a lake at Epcot Center and watch a fireworks show. Epcot also includes examples of technology today and in the future. Its newest ride, called Mission Space, recreates a space launch. Today, Walt Disney World is considered the most popular vacation place in the world. The Disney Company also operates similar parks in Europe and Asia. This year, the Disney Company is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the opening of Disneyland. The company says every Disney park around the world will celebrate with new attractions and shows. Several famous recording artists were named to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week during a ceremony in New York City. The Hall of Fame honors recording artists for their importance and influence in rock and roll. Musicians can become members 25 years after their first recordings. Faith Lapidus tells us about the new members this year.
The group called The Pretenders became a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week. American singer Chrissie Hynde formed the band in England. Many of its other members have since died. Here is one of The Pretenders' rock and roll hit songs, Back on the Chain Gang.
I found a picture of you. Hijacked my world at night to a place in the past we've been cast out of. Now we're back in the fight, we're back on the train. Back on the train, yeah.
other groups were chosen for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. One is U2. The other is the OJs. Soul singer and songwriter Percy Sledge also became a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week. Music experts say he will be forever known for this song, "When a Man Loves a Woman."
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down.
Musician Buddy Guy also became a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Critics have called him blues music's most electrifying guitar player. They say he has moved the blues forward without losing sight of where it came from. We leave you now with the recording that won a Grammy Award for Buddy Guy in 1991. It is "Damn Right I've Got the Blues."
Damn right I got the blues. Even from my head down to my shoes. I get damn right I got the blues. From my head down to my shoes. Well, you know I just can't win. I don't have a damn thing to lose. Stop by my daughter's house. You know, I just want to use the phone. Yeah, stop by my daughter's house. You know, I just want to use the phone. You never know when baby came to the door and said, "Granddaddy, you know, ain't nobody at home." I said, "What the?"
I'm Bob Doty. I hope you enjoyed our program this week. Our show was written by Nancy Steinbach and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.